somebody said to you, tell me about your dad, how would you sum him up? What would you say about him?
Well, you would sum him up, really, because he was a great dad, I will say that. You know, after my mother died, he had three little children, and he tried to always be home on the weekends. He didn't always make it, but he certainly tried to have a presence as much as possible, and he was very, very busy, obviously. His mother, my grandmother, had been Presbyterian, and I guess Daddy was raised a Presbyterian. I don't know how much he went to church before he married, but he did love to go to church when he was home. And, of course, we went every Sunday because my grandmother saw that we did that. Sometimes Daddy would even fly home, you know, if it wasn't very far, Tulsa or someplace, he'd fly home, take us to church every Sunday. The Presbyterian minister in his last years lived across the street from us. So most often on Sunday, we always had fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy or roast or something, and Jenny would cook. And he'd have the preacher come and his wife for lunch because they didn't have any children at that point. And then we'd review the sermon. And if he thought it was a really good sermon, he would tell him. And if he thought it wasn't, he'd tell him. So he had a really close relationship with Glenn McGee. Dr. McGee was the minister. But to just sum Daddy up, I don't know how.
He was a family man, obviously.
Well, yeah. I mean, he certainly wanted to be.
And he worked to be it, even though his business took him away. Yeah, well, but it seemed like he worked to be it. Is that true?
Yes. See, we had, I guess you'd call her a nanny now. She came to live with my mother and dad when they lived in Oklahoma City. She was to stay 6 weeks, and she ended up about 20-some years. When he was gone, we certainly had plenty of looking after, maybe more than we wanted. My grandmother and her housekeeper and aunts and, you know, everybody was kind of trying to see that we walked the straight and narrow, hopefully.
You dedicated much of your time to the community yourself.
I didn't do a whole lot. I was on the board of OCU for a while, and then I was on the Omniplex board, Junior League. But I caught on pretty quick with three little children that I needed to be home.
David, it was Dr. Brown, and what was his profession?
Orthopedics.
Well, I want to thank you for our time here. I really appreciate it very much.
And well, I don't know that I contributed to
you did.
Much, but
you must be terribly proud of your father, Lloyd.
Of course.
We talked about him being such a visionary for himself, for the foundation, for the University of Oklahoma. That brings tremendous pride to you.
And, you know, the older you become in raising the children, I certainly appreciated more what he did than I did at the time. I just figured everybody's dad was gone someplace working and, you know. But, like I say, I certainly appreciate more that he did spend time.